Gemara says, now my time, but what's the reason the Chatzaitz Rois is possible for the future Dor? It was only kosher by Moshe. Elam, if you want to tell Mudi Yomakor, the Pasuk says, I say L'cho, meaning L'cho, Vulele Dor Rois, make the Chatzaitz Rois for yourself, and not for the future generations. So Gemara says, if that's true, Elam Yatom, for your Sisa L'cho are Roin Eitz, Pasuk says, Sisa L'cho, make for yourself an Oren made out of Eitz, is Hochinami de L'cho, Vulele Dor Rois? You want to tell me the Oren also was only kosher for you, and not the Doros? Gemara says, Ela, it's like this. Ilaman diyom l'cho mishel l'cho. The Pasuk says the word l'cho, the Masechta, Masechta Yuma with Darshins. When it says the Kohen Gadol has to bring l'cho, it means mishel l'cho, it has to be from your own. Ilaman diyom k'va yochol, v'shel l'cho ani roitza, yoyse mishelahem. Means like Hashem is saying, if it was possible, I'd rather have it from yours, a yochid, rather than a shaltiba. So kitz l'cho does not mean l'kuva, only by you, and not l'duris. It just means either from you, from your money, or else, really, I would like it to be from yours. But since it's Michel Tzibra, can't be from yours. So I tell you here also the same thing. It's ha'inami miboyle l'ochi. When it says, I say l'cho, l'cho just means from your money. Or also, it has to be from the Tzibra's money, as if Hashem is saying, I would have rather it be from yours. Tzimor says, no. Shani Hosam Diyamakro L'chol L'chol Trey Zimne. It says it all by the Chatzotzer, it says the word L'chol L'chol twice. Rashi says, Shani Hosam Gabi Chatzotzer Diyamakro L'chol L'chol Trey Zimne. It says it two times. So if what we say is means Likuvo, and that's what only for your time, for Moshe is a good, this Chatzotzer, and that's for the future generation. Asay L'chol V'hoyu L'chol. It says it twice. Now, Tony Rav Papa braid the Rav Chonin, kain mit Rav Yosef, front of Rav Yosef. Menorah hoisabo mina oshus mina azov. The menorah is supposed to be brought from one solid piece of gold. That's how you make the menorah lechatchila, from one solid piece of gold. Also min kesef ksheira. If you make it from silver, it's also kosher. Shelbut, if you make it from tin, v'shelavor, you make it from lead, shel v'shel gisterin, or you make it from gisterin, so it's another type of metal, gisterin. So Rebbe says the menorah is possible for these things. For Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, Mach Shriyos, no, it's kosher. Not only from gold or from silver, but even from these things also is kshera. That's Rebbe Shita. That's Rebbe Yosef. Rebbe Yehuda Machshir. What about shalet? Let's say the menorah is made from wood. Whereas for shaletzim, it's made from bone. Shel zchuchas, from glass. The brihakav psulot. And everybody agrees the menorah is possible. So nishala, from these type of metals, is it kosher or not? But from eitz, or from bone, or from glass, everybody holds his psula. Omalei says, back to my daitcha. What's your reasoning? Omalei, bein mar, u bein mar, klolu yaprati dosha. There, the pshat and machlekes is, how do you dash in the Torah? With the klala prat. Miu masa v'ma prat mefurish. Shel matches. The prat is, it has to be gold, means it has to be from a metal. Af kol shel matches. Any type of a metal is kosher. But not glass. Glass is not a metal. It has to be something choshev. Let's say like silver or like gold. Is like gold is choshev. I've called dava choshev, but not these type of things. But I call upon him glass for sure. It's possible. Omele said back to him, samadi doch mekamadi di. Take away your learning in front of my learning. In other words, you learn that Rabbi Yosef says it's possible. Bishalates. And we still sit the tiny, we learn like this. Kli shoris, shosin shalates. What's the if you made a kli shoris out of wood? So it says here that Rebbe poisel, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda machshir. Other Rabbi see Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda is machshir to make a kli shoris out of wood. And according to them, but Michael Mithilgir, what are they arguing? Rebbe doris kloli aploti, a klala prat. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda darshi, Rebbe Yomit, he dashed no to turn with a Rebbe Yomit. And it's like this. Rebbe Dorshi Kloli Proti. The Pasuk says, V'sisa menorah is klal, that's a klal, make the menorah anyway. Zov Tor Prat. It has to be made out of gold. Miksha Tiyosa menorah, bang it out and make the menorah, again, chozo klal, it's again at the klal, it comes out, the klal, prat, the klal. If so, we have to dine on the klein, a prat, has to be like the prat. Ma prat, mepurish, shomatchis, has to be made out of metal. Of course, shomatchis, any type of a metal, but not wood. A menorah made out of wood is possible. We have Yesu, we have Yehuda, Dorish, ribi umit, dashin of the ribi umit, and it's like this. We have Sisa, menorah, that's a ribi, any type of menorah. Zov, Torah, that's a meat, only gold. Mixture to Yosa, bang it out, HaMenorah, Chaz, Ribu, it's a Ribui. If so, Ribui, or meat, for Ribui. Ribui, HaKol, any type of Menorah you make, would be kosher. Well, my Ribu, Ribu, Kol, Mili. When you dash with a Ribui, your Prat, it's Mam, everything. It's only the Mayat, one thing. Well, my meat, what does it take out? Meal, Chacheris, that's all, just an earthly Kli. That's not kosher, we can't make a Menorah out of an earthly Kli. But make it out of wood, would still be kosher. Rashi says, Shacheris, Shu Pokus Mikol Kelim, that's the least of all Kelim. Vienna Roa, Fulam Melech Bosab Adam. So only Cheris is possible, but wood is kosher. So Rashi said back to him, no, Adarab, just the opposite. Samadhi Dok, take out your learning, the Karmadi D, rather than the way I learn. And he says, Loi Sakodat, Loi Sakodat, was nothing like this. The Tanya, because we learn clearly like this. Ain't Li Zov, he doesn't have gold to make the manure from. Maybe Av Shokestev, you can make it from silver. Shel Nechoshes, from copper, Shel Barzo, from metal. Shel Vidil, from tin, Shel Eforis, and from lead. Rabbi Yosef, you demand Shraf, Shel Eit, says clearly a riot to him that even Eit is also kosher. Fatan Yidich, we want another Braiso. Layas, Odom, Bai, is a person who stand like his house. Tavnas Hechel, anything looking like the Hechel. Achsad Yishna, make a porch. Keneged Ulam, looking like the Ulam. Chotzer, a gate, a yard. Keneged Azora. Shulchan, keneged Shulchan. You should not make a Shulchan in your house, the same measurements like the Shulchan that was made in the Beis Hamikdash. Menorah, keneged Menorah. You should not make a Menorah like the Menorah was in the Beis Hamikdash. Avoloisu, Shal Chamisha, Vishal Shisha, Vishal Shemayna. You're allowed to make a Menorah that has 5, 6, or 8 branches. V'shal shiv lo yaseh, we can't make it of 7. V'yafilu misham minei matches, even though it's not made from gold or silver, any type of a metal menorah, you should not make, but that's also daima to the menorah that was made in the Beis Hamikdash, because it's kosher, any type of metal. V'yav yaseh, v'yav yudu aymer, af shal eit lo yaseh, you should not make the menorah out of wood with 7 branches. K'derev she'oso malche beish chashmenoi, the way the malche beish chashmenoi made the menorah shal eit. So see clearly, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds even shalait is kosher. Or Mulos, they said back to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Mishom Rai, is there any proof on the Beis Chashmonoi, Shvudim Shal Barzel Hoyu, that really was made branches from metal, Vechifim Bebeit, and they just covered it over with this bait, they covered it over with this type of a deal, type of a lead. Hashiru, the later they became richer, Asum Shakes, they made it from silver. Chozu Veshiru, they became even more richer, and Osam Shal Zov, they made it from Zov, but our Koponim, he also was not made from eight, it was made from metal. So Kitsa, that's the Machlaikis, if a Menorah would be kosher, if anybody holds a Menorah is kosher, Shal Eitz or not, that's this Machlaikis. For the Halacha, we hold that a Menorah is only kosher if it's made our Koponim from metal, from wood would be purple. Therefore, it's enough to mean that if you're allowed to have a Menorah in your house that has 7 branches, that we said there's an issa to have a menorah with 7 branches. That comes out the issa is only if it's made out of metal. But if it's made out of wood or other type of material, then there would not be an issa. Because then it will be possible even in the menorah, even in the Beis Hamikdash. Now the Gemara says, Omash Shmuel. Shmuel says, Mishmei Disavra, name of an older person. Goy Visha Menorah. How tall was the menorah? Shmoy Nosa Tfachim. The menorah in the Beis Hamikdash was 18 Tfachim tall. How do you have that? Haraglayim. The feet of the menorah with the perach with the flower there was gimel tfachim. Utfachayim cholot. Then there was 2 tfachim of the menorah which was smooth. The tefach shabai givia. Then a tefach of it had the cup. The kaftor uperach had a knob with a flower. Utfachayim cholot. Then there was 2 tfachim smooth. The tefach, another tefach had a kaftor, had a knob. Then 2 branches branched off from it. One on the right, one on the left side. Then the middle kind of went straight up again. Another tefach was smooth. The next tefach had a knob there. Again, and two branches branched off from it. One this side, one that side. These two branches went up on each side to reach the top of the menorah. Now again, the tefach was smooth. Then again, you had a knob. Again, two branches branched out from that. One the right side, one the left side. These two branches branched upwards. Towards the top of the menorah. And then there was two tefachim of smooth part of the menorah. There were three tefachim left over. Shebhem on those top three tefachim were gimel gviim, three cups. The kasto perach, a knob and a flower. O gviim now, o gviim lamehim doimim. What were the cups like? Kimin kaisos alexandrium. They were type of cups from Alexandria. Kafterim, these knobs. What were they like? The knobs lamehim doimim. Kimin tapuche harchesayim, like an apple. A tapuke kersayim. Rashi says from that place, prochim, the flowers, lamahim dam, what were they like? Kemin proche hamudim. They were like pictures, Rashi tsiurim shem tsiurim bi hamudim. Pictures that are on the amudim, on the pillows. Tamar says, v'nimtsu comes out, givim the cups, eskrim mishnam, there 22. Kafterim the knobs, echados 11. Prochim tisha, there were 9 flowers. Now Gviim, Makfin Zezer, you had to have all the cups. Kafterim the knobs also Makfin Zezer. Prochim Makfin Zezer. Gviim, Kafterim, Prochim Makfin Zezer. The kids of Menorah had to have all these things. You had to have the exact measurements, and you had to have the exact amount of cups, of knobs, and of flowers. So Bishloim, Gviim, Esther Mishnah, not that you said the 22 cups. Tichsiv, it says clearly, over Menorah Abo Gviim, on the main stem of the Menorah, there were 4 cups. There were three on each branch going off. Kafto perach. Sabodi day the timni asari dekanim heavy esther v'tartin. There was 4 on the main one, and the 6 branches branching off. There were 3 on each one of them. So 6 times 3 is 18. 18 and 4 is 22. Says good. How we know there were 22 givim, 22 cups. On the menorah. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape.